warning. The following podcast contains strong language and sexual references from the onset and throughout.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Uncensored. It's Niall, it's Show, it's Killian with you. Hello everybody.
Hello. Happy Friday or whatever day.
Whatever day you're listening to this, I hope it's a great day. This is our latest episode of this season and we're having fun ahead of our big live show, which we'll chat more about later on this podcast. But first, let's remember what happened last week, and it was memorable.
Last time on Daily Dilemma Uncensored.
My boyfriend and I are seeing each other 3 years now, and we're very open in regard to everything. However, one thing has me a bit lost for words, and I can't go there. He was shaving his pubes the other night, and he called me in and asked me if he held up his sack.
Sorry.
And we're back.
We're back in the room.
Would I shave the tricky parts and possibly tweeze them? I said no immediately, and he got annoyed with me and said all the lads' girlfriends do it for them. Is this a thing? I'd never dream of asking anyone to go down there on me and start shaving, as I'd find it too much. Please reassure me that this is not a done thing.
Silence. So, some shock caused there. Did you go home and talk to Tom about this, by the way?
No, sure.
I'm sure he's listened to it.
He's done it, but he's never asked me to do it. He's just done it himself.
Okay, he hasn't decided to ask you. We got a huge amount of reaction on this across all our social channels. I have to say, do you want to read a comment or two?
Yeah, user 9876543 2
TikTok.
Get mine done with the local beautician, back, sack and crack. It annoys the bejesus out of herself because the girl who does it is an absolute hottie. Best €75 ever.
And a couple of quick ones here.
It's such a weird thing to say. 75 quid
just to get all the hair down there done.
All done, yeah.
That's a lot more than I think.
King Air was on TikTok saying 100% all the rage in Wexford at the moment. The old baldies down around there in Wexford.
God, I'm not going to look at the lads on the main street saying again.
And Noel said on Facebook, I never actually thought I'd say this, but I actually have no words.
Yeah.
So that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. Now, we've got a couple of episodes left this season, so if you want to get in touch, you know the deal. Email talk at beat102103.com. But let's get to today's latest issue, I suppose, we need to tackle. Hey guys, can you please use this for the podcast and not for the breakfast show? And can you please keep me anonymous? I'm with my boyfriend 2 years. We're in our late 20s and we are saving for a house. I'm sure we're going to get married in a few years too. Oh. One thing he's doing though is making me question myself. I caught him with a sex toy, one of those fleshlights. To say I'm surprised is an understatement. A fella with a sex toy is a bit odd. Lately, he's not really in the mood anymore, as he's always saying he's too busy or tired. But when he's using this toy, what if he's using this toy instead of having sex with me? I'm thinking I'm not good enough anymore and that he might leave me. Not with the toy. Is this common for most guys nowadays to have a sex toy? I think it's just odd for a man to have one. Discuss. Who's taking this?
Well, I suppose let's start with the fleshlight and the fact that I didn't know what a fleshlight was until this time last year when we were live doing Daily Dilemma Uncensored in Bank Lane in Waterford and we were giving away a fleshlight. And me, like the big Aegis and prude that I am, up on stage, the big crowd, great night, adoring fans of the podcast. And Paddy, our lovely friend, won the fleshlight and I went, what is this?
Paddy's never been happier. He's never been happier.
He's the happiest man in
Wexford. But come here, like, I know you're innocent. I know you are a prude. We've all accepted that. But like, did it never strike you that, well, if girls have that, that does that, that guys might have that, that does that, the same thing, pretty
Nobody
much.
Nobody told me.
Nobody told me. Somebody told me.
But
it did not enter your head. Okay, we've got something to put in. Have the guys got something to put theirs into?
Clearly, Niall, I got to the point in my life where I didn't need to like think about what you'd be doing with yours. I suppose I just
a hand you thought.
I am on it. Actually, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
From my own experience, you like the hand.
The hand does.
Do you know
work.
What I mean? The hand does what it says on the tin. Mm. And I just never like thought that there was, I suppose, an invention. And like even I would have been kind of prudish even about vibrators.
I'm just thinking, just obviously we have a lot of different people that listen to this podcast. Do I need to maybe explain a little bit more what a fleshlight is for the innocents?
I will say,
I'm not familiar at all. Well, I know in essence what they do, but...
Yeah, well, it's essentially, it's almost like a tube, and inside, there's various different like silicones and jellies and different types of ways they do it. But the idea is that when the penis goes inside it, it feels something like a vagina.
How though? Like, is it like simulating like... there's a vibration in it?
No, the vibration is still... Well, I presume there's loads of different types. I've only just seen a couple of them online, but it is still driven by hand. The hand does the movement. But instead of...
What do you mean the hand does the movement?
Your hand still moves, like the fleshlight. It's almost like you're masturbating with the fleshlight, right?
So you're holding that instead of your penis, basically.
Yeah, you're holding that. But instead of the feeling of like a palm of your hand... There can be ridges and sensations inside it that make it feel...
Okay, so a year on, I still actually didn't realise that. It's not what I thought it was.
And then guys might put a little bit of lube inside it just to really get it...
So what I thought it was that you... Now, is it okay?
You heard a story once about one stuck to a wall and you're obsessed with that, are you?
No, Tom only showed me that the other day. Mm. He knew some guy. I thought it was that you put it... Like, you just lay down on it.
Like, lay down on
what?
It's like a
deli,
like
with
a
your
cylinder.
Belly.
What do? You just jump on it. Whoa!
That's what I thought. I thought you would...
really uncomfortable.
No, no,
like,
I thought.
It's like
look,
a,
watch,
a
watch.
Can
watch.
Of beer that you're trying to.
I thought.
Niall,
I thought you
don't do that in my face ever again.
I thought you were like the fleshlight was there, like as so. Say, basically, you're on top, right? Mm. And then, like, you just. Put your penis into it and you pretend like
you pretend to go at it.
That's what I thought it was.
I thought, is there ones that are like shaped like a vagina, like the entry is like shaped like a vagina?
Yeah, like almost lips like vagina. Yeah,
I thought that's what that
was.
Yeah,
but you don't
just like
it was the shape.
So what's
of it, you
the point of it if it's just like a hand, like if it's just like using your hand? Like, because the one that I was talking about makes sense to me, because Tom said that he knew somebody that knew somebody, this sounds so dodge, but he knew a guy who had one and it was, there was an attachment for it up against the wall.
Okay.
So he would stand up, obviously, and do it. But I don't see what the purpose of it is.
The purpose is like an extra good hand job because of the sensations within it.
I thought it replicates a vagina, like it replicates having sex.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah. Essentially, but
so
like it doesn't move itself, so you still have to like.
Yeah, but that's a bit different. If it's a bit more intimate, and sorry, not intimate, because well, can be intimate. I suppose I'm trying to bring it back to the dilemma actually, and the person that's emailed us. I do think that there's one thing to be said for the hand, and we all know that you do the hand a lot, but I probably
too much lately
do the hand a lot,
unfortunately. Yeah. But that's
I know
thing.
What you used to be
but
doing.
But see, you from my experience, I've never used a sex toy, but from my experience, is it probably feels like someone else, even though like you're doing the motion, but it feels like someone else is doing it because you know it's your own hand when you're doing it yourself. Do you know that kind of way? I know there's people, isn't it, like in betweeners in that scene, but like a lot of people do the dead hand, so they sit on their hand, so their hand is dead, so you can't feel your hand, but you'll do that. So it feels like someone else is doing it.
Your hand goes dead, but it still kind of works. You just can't feel it. And then if you masturbate,
it just feels like
somebody else is doing it for you. Guys are sick. Show guys are sick.
Have you never heard of that? What's it called?
Oh, I don't.
Is there a name on it? Yeah, someone let me know if you're listening. Right,
look,
what is wrong? Like, why? So it's like a limp hand.
Sorry now, coming from the women who get giant feckin' plastic penises and shove them up themselves. What's like? Which is more sick? Like.
There's nothing sick. Everything is. Look, dilemma, right? There is there's nothing to worry about here. This is essentially a great hand job, and he's looking after himself.
No,
and that's
I don't
but is it common for a lot
like...
of men? That's what she's asking.
To have the toy.
Like, I would never dream of buying one. I'd be afraid, like, you know, going to buy a house or going to get a loan. And it's like, what's this statement from
the
this
bank manager
XXX?
Cares.
I would be insulted.
Would you?
I have to
say. Yeah, but would you be insulted if you heard Tom had a wank last night?
For sure, he probably did.
Well, this is it, and there's no difference.
I don't know, but it's like a toy that he went and bought because he wants to. It's more the fact that you're trying to simulate a vagina and the feeling of being with a woman as opposed to what you're talking about with your hand. Why did I have to close my eyes there? But I just really need to concentrate. I think it's like,
well,
it seems other level to me. Like,
okay, well, let me flip it on its head. You have a new girlfriend, Killian.
Okay.
Gone out with her. You have a brilliant sex life, okay? You're at it all the time. You're like rabbits. But she says to you, I also have a dildo. And occasionally I just have fun with that. Like, how would that make you feel?
Well, I'm kind of educated enough in the whole sex world because obviously we have Michelle here and she's done documentaries and I've listened to them. Mm. Like, people like their own kind of stuff. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, so
own pleasure is a different kind of pleasure. And
exactly. So I'm not and never going to be able to do exactly what a girl wants. Mm. I hope that I can and I hope and the whole thing in relationships is talk. But you know what kind of way? Like, a lot of people, like, I've heard of girls who actually would still use a vibrator while having sex.
Yeah.
Because it's for extra pleasure.
Dare I say, finish themselves off.
Yeah,
afterwards.
I don't know. There would be that kind of masculinity that's all like, I'm not good enough. Yeah. My penis is not good enough. You have to get a dildo because mine's not big enough and I'm tiny, which I can assure you it's not. But I can get where she's coming from.
I know
from,
there'd
but
be some guys
it.
Would be upset by that, but I think that most guys or a lot of guys would be like, no, look, it's okay. I mean, we're still having that intimate pleasure and if she has a little bit extra there, fine. And this is the same thing with the guy.
Is there a sort? Is there kind of like a strange, I don't want to say double standards, but like for a girl to know that a guy is doing that, it is a bit like, oh God, what's wrong with me? But then for a guy, and I'm only basing this on something that Tom said, that like there's actually kind of a little bit of a turn on to think that a girl has a vibrator. Do you know what I mean? Mm. That like I remember years ago.
But the turn on, he'd probably want to watch, would he?
That was sick.
I'm just
I don't know, I'm just like,
look, I'm just going to say it because I feel like it's really good to be honest on this and nothing like my revelation last week. I have never used a vibrator.
Okay, yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. I've never used a fleshlight.
About 6 months ago, Tom bought, like it looked like a little bullet.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I know the ones.
And he brought it home.
I've used it.
And he gave it to me. And I said, where did you get that?
Oh, yeah, first question.
He said deals.
They're not selling those in deals.
He bought me a vibrator in deals. And I was like, oh. And then he tried to, I was like, I don't really want, like, I don't want that. Mm. It was a it looked like a bullet.
Yeah.
Like a little silver.
Yeah, it's like a tiny, like,
but,
tiny little
but
thing.
Sorry,
tiny little thing.
Years ago, my friend's husband bought her a rampant, okay. What's it called?
Rampant rabbit.
And I never forget it coming out of the box. And I went, I don't ever want one of them.
Yeah, they're scary. Like, they look like some from Aliens. The movie,
as much
like,
as I say.
My housemate had a back in the day had a rampant
rabbit. Oh, I do
rabbit.
Know. Okay.
Yeah, it's huge and it's rubber and it's got bits sticking out of it and looks like a tree spouting stuff. And
this thing here sticking out of it. Yeah,
no, it's
yeah, but they're bigger. Almost but thinner and longer. And
the rabbit is bigger. The penis is big. It's big. But the one that she got was like.
Tom,
extra.
You're not coming off well in this episode.
No, this is not Tom. This was my friend's. I swear, it's not me going. Oh, I have a friend, and she was really like, "Why are you getting me that?" She was kind of like, "But sorry, what I started off saying was that guys think that that's more sexual,
it's
is
erotic,
it? Like,
it's
whereas
sexy,
for me, I would be like,
I think
why
from
are you
a man's point
else?
Of view, because I do think it's all like we're kind of lads, and we talk like, oh, I've had a wank last night or whatever, blah blah blah, I've done it, and it's just like girls don't really talk about it in the mainstream kind of media or society, and it's all like, do you know, if a girl says, oh, I have a vibrator, it's all like, go on, you dirty ding, like, yeah, do you know, go on, you, like, she's filthy,
changed.
Do you know?
I don't know. I feel like that's changed.
Ah, there's still an essence of it there, like, because they don't talk about it as much. Like, if you were turning around to me, say that, like, oh, like I went at it last night, I'd be like, Jesus, never knew that about you. Like, do you know,
I have some girlfriends who will
like,
be honest about it.
Yeah.
Now that's probably because I'm a gay guy and it's easier to talk to.
But why shouldn't we be?
Well, absolutely.
Like, if I was single, who knows? Like, who knows what? Like, I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I just have never like explored it. And then he comes back with one from deals, and I'm like, if I'm going to do something, like, you can do better than a 4 euro vibrator.
I remember Love Honey? We told you about that one on the podcast before.
What's Love Honey?
With the dilemma here, I feel. That I don't know if you should question it, because just really quickly, from a guy's point of view, I don't know if you understand this as well, Niall. Sometimes it's just nice to be by yourself. Mm. And maybe sometimes if he wants to have sex with you, maybe you're not around. So I wouldn't be into it like that, I'm no good anymore,
I think,
and anything like that. I think like sometimes it's just nice to have a bit of me time.
I do want to just start to jump in for you. The one concerning part here,
he's not in the mood.
That he's not in the mood as much. That is the only concern, the alarm bell here.
I genuinely think if it was just the fleshlight thing, then I wouldn't have a worry. But no, but if I would know, like, alarm bells straight away if Tom stopped trying to get...
I wonder, has he just recently got it and there's a novelty to it at the moment?
Yeah, but how do you know he's using it the whole time?
He's not in the mood, Killian. He's not in the mood for her. So honestly,
so he's using it too much and he's just not in the mood.
Well, it's that or he's... I don't know. Like, I'm not saying that, but I can understand why. If you are with somebody and they stop like fancying you or stop wanting to be with you, especially in my house, by God, I'd know straight away if there was something going on. Yeah. By God, that man.
You'd know by 11:28 on Saturday morning.
We got a problem.
We got Houston.
We got a problem.
He's absolutely relentless. Mm. So if that would be a red flag, like there's he shows no signs of stopping and slowing down.
So are you hoping he gets old quickly?
I would have thought by now the man would have started to like suffer with some kind, like not that he's that old, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like there just seems to be no sign
good
of like
himself.
Really pulling back or like not looking for it. It's just like, and it's everything, Niall. And sometimes it's an affliction. It's like it's a blessing and it's a curse.
Like a dog in heat.
He hasn't listened to last week's episode, so we'll move.
Now.
But I genuinely feel like this is a little bit worrying for her, given that he's too busy or he's too tired. That's a hard thing to hear.
It absolutely is. Although, again, I'm worrying, is she reading slightly too much into it? She's discovered this and now she's kind of adding bits to it. Oh, he didn't want to do it on Saturday night, even though he might have been training all day. Or, you know, she might be reading too much into it. I'd have a conversation with him.
Can I ask you, when you were in a relationship, did you have toys that you used?
We had shared toys. We didn't have
on
separate,
your own.
Yeah, no, we didn't have separate toys. But like, obviously, I wasn't living with them. So
yeah, so you were long distance.
Still masturbating a lot and all that kind of healthy stuff, you know.
And what about you? Like, why did you not want? Like, is there no part of you that would like to?
I don't know. I am still kind of that Catholic kind of Irish guilt. You know, like if my mother found out about it, like she'd be just absolutely.
Could you imagine walking into, let's say, a place like Basic Instincts shop in Dublin on a main street and going in and purchasing something? Or would the Catholic shame still get you?
If I would, I'd be setting up a fake email and getting something. Like. Yeah. I don't know. I think, and I have an addictive personality, so I think if I get one, I'd have loads.
You'd have a collection.
Give me more silicone.
It's clear that Tom has no shame. Like, he bought that in the deals on the main street. Yeah, like, no shame.
I love that. You know?
Do you?
It's healthy, you know? So it's like going into Tesco and buying lube. Like, you know, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, let's get some final thoughts on this.
Look. Like, it's not like the relationship is like at a worrying point, but I would have a conversation with him and like say to him, you are feeling like it's you and that he doesn't want to be with you. And maybe like try and, I don't know, not that you should have to, but like maybe is there something that you can do, I suppose, to kind of make yourself feel sexy again and therefore like try and reignite some kind of passion with him? Because all relationships go through stages and like you're either all over each other or you're, you know.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't like freak out about it. I would be honest with him about how you are feeling.
I'd be the same. I'd have a chat with him. I definitely think, I don't know many of my friends that have toys, but it must be a thing that lads do. If girls are doing it, probably lads are doing it too. I would say everything you said to us, that, you know, I'm feeling like I'm no good, because it's the only way you're going to clear the air to have a chat.
Is it a flashlight or a fleshlight?
Fleshlight is generally how we... Yeah, flashlight. You went in and asked for a flashlight, now you get a nice torch. Maybe that's what you want. I would just finally say, yeah, all of what's been said here, I wouldn't overly stress about it. Have the chat. And hey, what about if you offered to use it with them? If it was your hand on the fleshlight and see how that goes.
Yeah,
Joe's
talking
making
his
a
ear.
Face.
Talking his
Joe's
ear.
Joe's making
that'd
a
be
face.
Lovely.
Yeah. No. No.
Put your hand on it. Sure, then you're just... Is that not just a regular? Is that?
that's like a
triple. Yeah. Maybe it'd be really good. Yeah, go for it.
Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X or email talk@beat102103.com. Daily Dilemma Uncensored. The live podcast.
Okay, we couldn't let you go without talking about this because we are 7 days away.
Yes, if you're listening on Friday
on
the 7th.
Friday.
Oh my God.
7 days away until we take over the Wexford Arts Centre on Valentine's Night for part two, shall we say, of an epic event last year. Mm. It was so good. We had great music. We had great prizes. Yeah, I had to say that. But of course, you made it.
Yeah, and we're sorry it took us a whole year to get another one off the road, but we're set for this and hopefully more to come really, really soon. We're excited for Wexford.
So excited. I had like such a moment the other day when I was driving by and I saw our faces come up outside the Wexford Arts Centre. They have a lovely board. And then I went, oh my God, we're bringing this to Wexford. Like, these are all, these are all people
town.
That I'm going to face.
You're going to face them in deals.
But,
with bullets.
But can I say, I am so proud of the fact that so many of you listen to this, that we're having like open and honest conversations about sex, but actually having such a laugh with it. Mm. So thank you. And I'm really looking forward to being with you guys on stage in my hometown.
Yeah.
And the dressing rooms are elite.
I want to get a bit sappy with you as well, because I know this is not easy, because in fairness, being the producer of Breakfast and of this podcast, it was a big ask for me to ask ye two to come in. And obviously you have a persona on the Breakfast Show and you have your own kind of profiles. And to come on and talk about your sex lives and all your personal stuff is not feckin' easy. So fair play to you. So thanks for making it what it is.
Yeah, thank you, Killian. You, but yeah, like as we always say, and Carolyn West said this with us last year, look, this is healthy stuff. We want to rid that Catholic shame and we want people to move forward in an open-minded way, but in a safe way and a healthy way, and only by talking will we do that. Now, this whole segment has been about a sex toy. You've got boxes in front of you.
I have got boxes, yes.
Before you talk about whatever these new things that you stick on yourself are, thank you as well for being amazing always.
Thank you very much. Well, yeah, as suspected, there is going to be loads of dilemmas, loads of crack. We've got Caroline West back, we've got live music, we've got a drag act, but we also got prizes to give away on the night thanks to HappyMe.ie and PlayBlue. Now, HappyMe.ie have sent us out. I'll throw this one to you.
There's something for everyone in the audience.
Yes, so you explain what that is now. Have a look at that.
Party colour toys. There's no actual title on it. So
it's a cock ring.
Yeah, I literally have to describe it. It is a cock ring. It is purple. It is big. It is big. This is not one for the small lads. It has got a couple of bits that stick out that I believe might do something to a lady's bits. And it's got a remote control. So you could be sitting on one couch watching Virgin River show and Tom could be on the other couch having a right time and you're fully in control. Nice one. So that's for yours. Someone's winning that on the night. We haven't opened it. It is unused.
I just realised something. You're going to be so proud of me. I've used one of those rings. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing, isn't it, for me?
Wait, do you have a penis?
You can also win on the night a Satisfyer. It's called a Pro2Go. It looks nothing like a sex toy. You would be forgiven for thinking it was a speaker. It's an air pulse simulator and vibration. And apparently
it's a Hoover for your...
Yeah, you put neither. Your... It's for your...
Your clitoris. Yeah.
It's Catholic guilt. clitoral stimulation through pressure waves and vibration. And it's body-friendly silicone. It is waterproof, so you can do it in the shower. And to top it all off, it's a niche little thing.
You enough to be doing the shower with shaving your legs and washing your hair.
It has a 15-year guarantee.
Amazing. So guaranteed.
You could grow old with this baby.
There you go. And of course, we've got vouchers as well to give away on the night. So thanks to PlayBlue and HappyMe.ie. I'm looking forward to it.
We cannot wait. So let's bring on the party. Valentine's night in the Wexford Arts Centre. And if you're one of the lucky few who got the tickets, we can't wait to see you there. Right, we're done.
Bye.
Daily Dilemma Uncensored, the live podcast.